Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. TNT Denar, we've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by the dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2020. Happy New Year. yours truly, RayRin98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is 2020. We're here. We survived 2019. And we're about to get ready to get this party started this year. Now, I don't know if it's going to be today. Yeah, I really don't even know if it's going to be this year with everything that's happened in the last 48 hours. But let's go and see what happens. All right, Ray, what you got for us? Anything go out?
Okay, no updates went out.
No updates went out.
Right.
Wow, you didn't want to scare everybody? So, Iraq is all set to go. Banks are closed. People are told to look for their money. Some people got paid yesterday. Some people got paid today. And they're telling people, oh, shoot. Let me see. I should have saved it for you guys. There is an article out that's telling them next week they will be paid their salaries at the increased rates. This came out this morning. At the increased rates. Something to that. I should have sent you guys that while I was reading it, so you look at it. So, this is our thing, though. At the increased rates, what does that mean? Does that mean the exchange rate is increased or the dollar amount they're going to receive is increased? That remains to be seen. So we'll see which one it is, though. A lot of people in Iraq are excited. They do feel that... Now, the plan 48 hours ago, because we're going to get into the last 48 hours. But 48 hours ago, the last time we talked, the plan was for the Iraqi dinar to be listed as international on Sunday the 5th. It was supposed to be come back when the banks opened as the international currency and supposedly with a new rate. Now, that was the plan. Is it going to happen? I don't know. And I can say that was the plan because it came from some CBI contacts that that was the plan, even though, like we said, our bank said they weren't going back till next week. So I talked to one of my bank guys. He said, we were already told, don't expect anything until after the new year, and we're not even going back to work until Monday. So that's one location. Another location, they're not even going back then. So we'll see. But like I said, they can be called in an hour. They don't know, to be exact. But Iraq sources felt that something was going to happen on Sunday when the banks opened back up. There's going to be some kind of announcement made for a rate change. So we wait. Okay. So, a lot of conflict, confusion, and chaos in Iraq, and how does it affect us? Demonstrators did exactly what we wanted them to do, continue demonstrating, put the pressure on. Now, U.S. bombed 5 locations. Iran's military retaliated by throwing rocks and bottles and firebombs at the U.S. embassy. Destroying the little gate guard outside is about as far as they got. The U.S. comes back and kills their top 2 generals for the military and for Iran. So their top 2 generals, not some, you know, brigadier general, but their top 2 generals. Iran, the whole country's upset because it's like killing, God, now I can't even think of his name. What's his name? Somebody tell me. The guy with the 45. I don't know why I can't even think of his name right now. But, you know,
one of the 45.
He had the 45s, the general that carried the 45s all the time. Way back then when he was Yeah, somebody's going to send it to me in a minute. Because, you know, he was like a hero to all Americans and everything. He went to be president. But anyway, I'm surprised we haven't seen anything yet. But, yes, Iran is vowing revenge, and it's going to be devastating, and everybody's concerned and trying to tell everybody to calm down, and we'll see how does it affect us is what we want to know. And, you know, yeah, cause I knew somebody was going to send it to me. Let's see. What's his name? Patton. Yeah, there you go. Patton. Okay. Well, one of them said Patton, one of them said General Patton, but okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, so now we got to look at today. Go on with the plan as laid out for Sunday. Open the banks back up with a rate change. Or do they just add more money and start paying the people as they said they would? Because they said with the new rate, you guys got to remember, even the new rates and the money that they were going to be giving them, even if the exchange rate didn't stay the same, the additional money is in the 2020 budget. So either way, if they're going to give them that money and include it like they said they were next week, it has to come out of that 2020 budget. But that's what they're paying it out of, which should be good news for us. So we will see. Will they do this in the midst of all this chaos is the only question now. Who's going to take charge? So supposedly there's an article out, not supposedly because the article is out, that says Shelah will name a new prime minister within the next 48 hours. So again, by Sunday, he is saying he will name a new prime minister by Sunday. I would believe him, except it's Iraq. I would believe him, except is what I always say. Hear what they say, but watch what they do. And we know they've already said that three times before and didn't do squat. So am I looking for it? I'm hoping for it is what I am doing so that we can get that now. That's all. I'm hoping for it. Not necessarily looking for it. But it's all good news. I'm not, well, let me think about it. I'm going to say I'm really not concerned, but it depends on, I guess, what happens today or tomorrow. What's the next move for anybody? And is the U.S. confident enough to let Iraq continue with this in the midst of what's going on? So they say nobody wants war. Iran said they didn't want war. We're saying we don't want war. Is that always a possibility? Well, you know, anything could happen on any given day. Somebody could be stressed out, psychotic, or in this case, just had a bad cup of coffee. Who knows? And things could just go off. I'm hoping that they both simmer down, at least till the RV happens, gives our money, and then, okay. No, I'm hoping there's never any war. I would like to say there's never a winner in a war, except for the economy that wins, because people always die. You guys never been there, which I've never ever been there. Never in my life been shot at, and I don't even want to say I have, but I still don't like the fact of loss of life on either side. All right. It is 2020. It is the third. It is going to be our year. I do know that. Even if things just keep going the way they are, well, we'll know on Sunday. But right now, I feel it's our great opportunity. Everything is set to go. I mean, bank-wise, exchange-wise, we do have some people that are with wealth managers today. And I don't mind telling you on Monday they thought it would be all over by today. And that's why those people are with wealth managers today, because they thought this was going to be over today or at least throughout the weekend, and they were scheduling some things to happen. But let's see. All right, Ray, let's do it. I think I covered most everything.
Okay, I think so. If you didn't, right. I don't know about it. Let me see. No. You don't have any questions.
Okay, then.
Oh, there it is.
All right, guys,
okay.
It was a nice day. Oh, man.
It's further down than I realized. That would have been a first. No questions at all.
I'm going to say bye. Enjoy your weekend. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Okay, Come On RV. I haven't done this in a long
great
time.
Name.
This person did a paragraph, so I'm going to read it. I don't normally read these paragraphs. With the death of the Iranian general, our U.S. media, except CBS, are showing some Iraqis celebrating the streets. Prime Minister Mahdi brought in the general to control the demonstrators by killing them, just as Iran kills her own people who began protesting. Mahdi also informed of the embassy attack but did not warn us and came out condemning the U.S. for interfering on their sovereign country. But that said, are you hearing of Iraqis celebrating, and how does this affect the protesters and the selection of the prime minister?
Okay. That was a paragraph. So we went in without informing Iraq. Well, we did inform them about the attacks on the five bases. They asked us to wait, and we didn't. When that happened, Iraq Prime Minister came out and said, okay, now you guys are just escalating the problem. I asked you to wait. Let's see what we could do. The U.S. didn't wait. We went and did that. Demonstrators celebrated in the streets when we did that. They were all happy. Everything else. Now, we come back and we kill their top two generals. Now, the military were already upset with the five bombers because they attacked the embassy, and then they left on the direction of Mahdi and Iraqi government, and even their own, Iran, got to move back up, go outside the green zone, which they did because they thought things were getting ready to escalate. Iran felt like Parliament was going in their direction to remove the U.S. from Iraq, so they sat back and said, let's let Parliament do their thing. Before Parliament could meet, they started collecting signatures, but before they could actually meet, debate it, take a vote on it, or anything else, we killed the two generals. So now, even those in Parliament who were second-guessing and we should, we shouldn't, I don't know if it's worth all that, are now, as they say, kind of looking the other way, like, hey, you just violated our country. I mean, you dropped bombs in our country around our people. You did those five in those locations, but now you did our international airport. And you didn't tell us, and you killed some of our neighbor's top guys. So now they're looking at it a little bit different today. They're a little bit up in arms. Of course, those who back Iran are up in arms. Iran is on television putting out statements that the U.S. soldiers are definitely going to get evicted, kicked out now, without a doubt that they feel their own fate as far as that goes. The citizens were seen and on television rejoicing that the two generals were killed. They were happy. They were out in the streets partying, everything else. Yesterday, today, the demonstrators put out a statement condemning what the U.S. did. They put out a statement saying, hey, we know you were supporting us, but he went a little too far by doing these two generals. The bases were cool, but these two generals, he went too far. And now you violate our sovereignty. Now, here's the thing. They were happy when it happened. They heard about it. They were celebrating. They found out that the military and the Iran-backed guys with guns were going to start targeting them for celebrating. So they did what they're supposed to do. You know, they put out a second statement and said, wait a minute. You know, I mean, we were happy, but we weren't that happy. Because this morning when the demonstrators were there and they were getting ready to announce the demonstrators picked for prime minister, they started shooting the demonstrators. And they knew that was going to happen. Some idiot somewhere, someplace would do that. And that's exactly what happened this morning. Because they felt the demonstrators were celebrating the death of those generals who are, you know, their folk heroes. So the demonstrators do not want to be in a conflict with the military. They got all the guns and the bullets. Why do we want to be in a conflict with them? And they don't. They don't want to be shot down the streets, and they don't want to see it turn like that. So they were doing what they have to do. Iraq Parliament members are saying what they feel they should say as Iraqis. You violated our space. You did this. It's against our laws. You know, you're supposed to do what we want you to do. And that's what they're supposed to do in public. But behind closed doors, their meeting, they're saying there's no way we can kick the U.S. out. If we kick the U.S. out, we have two choices. Iran takes over the country, or ISIS comes back and takes over the country. And we lose and we lose. So we really can't kick them out. We can only say they're threatened and hope it doesn't get any worse. Yeah. Their only real saving grace is U.S. soldiers have landed. They're over there arresting government officials, party members, who they think are backing Iran. They are arresting them, picking them up. It's on their TV. It's on the news over there. They're there to support them. The U.S. has taken over the entire green zone. Station soldiers out there to make sure nobody's coming in. And the U.S. is now letting them know there's a bigger presence coming. So while nobody can celebrate for fear of getting shot in the streets, they are extremely happy that we are there. Okay, somebody else came in. All right. So hopefully that answered all your questions. All right, what's next?
Okay, continuing on with that paragraph. There were five names acceptable to the protesters. Only Shabibi and Alawi are they aware of. Do you know of the other three?
I don't, but they did say they were going to listen today. So, but no, I don't know who they are.
Okay. All right, God is so good at celebrating a birthday today. And that's their board name. God is so good, so they wanted me to acknowledge that it's their birthday.
Okay, happy birthday to you. Want me to sing to you or want Ray to play the song?
Well, they didn't request, so we're going to go with the song since they didn't stick to the request.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
birthday. God is so good. Okay. Char35 says,
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Is your name God is so good, or did you just say happy birthday, God is so good?
No, that's her name. That's the board name that she uses. God is so good.
Oh, okay. All
right. Char35.
Yeah, I was just curious.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Char35 says, do you think that the temporary prime minister has to be placed before the currency can revalue? Or is the caretaker government able to implement the 1/12th of the draft budget at the rate that is in the budget before letting the RV happen?
Well, they have said that they are going to use the 1/12th of the budget until the prime minister is named. That's the information they put out. So we have to wait and see if, yes, that's what they're going to do. That was what they said. So the answer to your question would be no, it doesn't have to be named because they already said they were going to do that. The real question was, and legally what they were trying to do, was pass a complete budget with the caretaker government, meaning Marty still being there, let him send the budget to the House so they could use the whole thing. And that's what was being debated last week. Even though there was articles out that said, yes, he could do that, there were parliament members that came out and said, no, he couldn't do that. And we have yet to see what they have decided to do. But based on today's news, people already got paid. We don't know what happened, but the article today says people who get paid next week will get paid at the increased rate, is what it says. So which increased rate are they speaking of? More dinars or dinar worth more? Is the question. All right, what's next?
Jim and KC. You ready?
Good.
Okay. Says Ray and Tony, I don't understand the logic of some sources who say the RV is too far along to be stopped and Iraq is irrelevant to that happening. What are your thoughts on Iraq stability and the installation of a prime minister who is U.S. friendly as necessary before the RV will be released by the U.S.?
What are my thoughts? First of all, guys, we know the RV is never too far along to stop until after it has happened. Because I told you before, we were within 10 minutes and it stopped. So, I mean, it's actually being released at one point. Right now, they're seeing the rate in this, but until we actually see it, it can be stopped at any time. The U.S. chooses to stop it. And that's our question this morning. What kind of support or what kind of agreements are being made to continue with it? Now, should it continue? Investors are pulling out. People are pulling out. The U.S. has told civilians to leave Iraq. So we see something happening today that didn't happen yesterday. Now, investors were leaving all week or stopping all their transactions, weren't moving money because nobody was sure what's going to happen. Today, just, you know, multiply that 10, 20 times. Nobody's going to do anything until they see that that happened. And then no, because who's going to invest in a country? I mean, we're keeping it real because we are. That's about to be a battleground. And I can say that because right now that's what we're doing, just attacking places in Iraq, and Iraq's not even in it. But their country's being used as a battleground right now. So unless that became a war between Iran and the U.S., or, as some people think may happen, Israel, Iran, and the U.S., and it's right near, Iraq would still be used as a battleground because that's where we would have to fight Iran from, is Iraq. So who's going to invest in a economy or a country, again, that's not involved in the war, but is accepting the bombs and everything else from it every day, that people are being involved in that. So I'm hoping that something else happens, smarter heads prevail, and this goes through. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit more in-depth on why it shouldn't happen, cause and effect. Right now, oh yeah, don't forget, Iran put out 7 criteria that the new prime minister needs to meet in order for them to accept him, just like the protesters put out their 10 or 12. So Iran put theirs out on the weekend, and I'll give you guys the two main ones that we need to be concerned about. I'll go through that part. But think about this. Iran gets about, or so far has gotten about, $40 billion through Iraq. Through smuggling dollars, Iraq to Iran, through the currency auction, $40 billion. Without that, their country doesn't survive. They need Iraq in whole and money to do that. Iraq buys electricity, water, everything from Iran. And here's a kicker, something you guys probably didn't know. They buy it 6 months out the year, but they pay them 12 months out of the year because that's their agreement. For 6 months, they don't even use it, get anything, and they still pay them every month because Iran's economy cannot survive without it. Without that, that's the kind of agreement they made with them. We're only going to give you 6 months worth, but you're going to pay us for 12 months worth. And they do that every year. That's how vital Iraq is to Iran's survival. Survival. You remember that. So a war using Iraq as a battleground with the U.S. in Iraq, we cut all that off. So now they're in a war. They have no money. Their people are starving. Their economy is collapsing. How do you win that war? And hopefully, you know, smarter heads will prevail and look at how that future is going to look should this happen. I mean, in Iraq. So Iran always has the option of not attacking the U.S. in Iraq, but instead going through Israel or one of our other allies and attacking U.S. positions over there versus cutting their nose off to spite their face. Might be something that they're looking at. All right. So, let me see here. Since we're on the subject, I have no idea where it is because, you know, Tish keeps me busy. Okay. And she's definitely doing that. Keep me busy. And she's sending me so much good stuff. I don't know what to do. Oh, it's probably email. So here's the whole thing with Iran, as you know. They put out some articles that they want. Okay. Conditions that they want. And the biggest one is, well, let me see, maybe I can find it. Oh, yep, there you go. The first condition was don't stop the currency auctions. Is that right? Don't stop the currency auctions. Don't stop the payments for the electricity. Don't close the borders the routes that they use to smuggle the currency through. These are their conditions for the new prime minister. And I thought, okay, well, they're never going to want anybody to be there, because as soon as the RV happens, one of the biggest things for it to happen is stop the currency auctions. Okay, so I said, well, how do they think that's going to work? Everybody's supposed to do that in order for the RV to take place. And that's where you guys got to know where the fight has always been and why Iran doesn't want the RV to take place and why the U.S. says it can take place once we're in control of it and know what the laws and rules are going to be to stop just that. That's been the whole fight for the last 10 years, 20 years. I've always been telling you guys that. It's about who's going to be in control of the money. Who's going to control it? And who's going to set the rules of the game? So this is the first time it's been made public knowledge that these are the seven things that Iran wants the new prime minister to agree to in order for them to agree to who he is. So that's kind of like saying, Russia says, hey, these are the things that the U.S. president needs to agree to before we're happy who you guys select as your president. So until he's willing to do that, we're not going to let you select your president. We're going to mess up your elections. We're going to mess up your country. We're going to keep threatening and killing people, because that's what Iran is doing. We're going to run your country and select who this guy is because we're going to have to agree this. We know what your people say, but we don't care. As long as we control your parliament, then we control your people, which they do. And that's the reason that the U.S. was supportive of the people and waiting for this uprising to take place, to have somebody to back us. Okay, what's next, sir?
Finishing with Jim and KC, in the days of DC and Tony, both of you said that rich people don't protest in the streets. If the RV happens without the protesters' demands being implemented, won't the protests stop or be greatly reduced, therefore lessening the chance of the reforms being approved by Parliament and actually implemented?
Okay, so here's a good thing. All the reforms that the people want are in the new budget. So if the RV happens, they get everything they ask for, except for the prime minister and the government, the corruption. That's the part that they're dealing with right now. They get the raises, they get the jobs, they get the education, they get a new economy, they get more opportunities. All those things are in the new budget. They put them in there and how they're going to work. So they're giving them all of that. You don't see the people in the street hollering about change the rate, change the rate, change the rate, because they already know that's happening as part of the budget. When they listed the protesters' demands, remember number two was the currency exchange rate. They said, well, that part has already happened, so we don't have to list that. But here are all your other demands, and the one we're working on is the one you want is the corruption in the government and the leadership. So will that happen? Will the RV happen? Will the 2020 budget happen without them changing the prime minister? Will that make them happy? Yeah, but we need, when the RV happens, the currency auctions to stop. And that's the one thing that Iran doesn't want. All right, hold on a second.
Okay, let's see what other questions on the board we can move on with from Sunstar.
Okay.
Any
Sorry.
News? Okay. Hey, I was just going with some questions.
Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you say hold on. But I had 3,000 people that already contested about having silence on the call. I said, I'll just keep going with the Q&A until you get back.
Answer the question, you're supposed to sing to them. But okay, go ahead.
So we were just going over Sunstar. Any news you can share on release of the fields and coins from the CBI?
Nope. No. No update on that.
Number two, any news from the call centers? Nothing more than what
they're
you're
not at
here.
The call center. Yep, nobody's there.
And then number three, any news from your committee contacts you can share? Nope.
Nope. Everybody's
so
waiting, just like us.
That would have been easy to address. Well, we give you a second. That was it. As far as the questions on the board, now we'll talk to live individuals. 404 area code. You are first.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I don't know what my volume is at this point. I happen to be driving and traveling.
Okay.
So my apologies in terms of not having quite the background on this, the stipulations that Iran has given. Where were they posted, these seven criteria that Iran was saying the prime minister needed to have? And in turn, what kind of response did the demonstrators give to that? Or are they even really fully attuned of just how meddling Iran is at this particular point?
Okay. There is, in fact, a link to it, so everybody can see it and read it and actually see exactly what they put out there. Now, do you want me to send you that link?
Or you can post it on the forum so that everybody can see the link.
Oh. Well, when I said, do you want me to send you that link, I fully intended to send it to everybody. But okay, yes. Yeah, there is a link. There is a news article out there. But I'll tell you guys, it says Iran places seven conditions on the new prime minister in Iraq. It's a whole long thing, list of seven conditions. I will absolutely send it out to you when we get done. Now, I got to tell you guys, there is no way in the world that I find this information. This is all Tish. She finds it and sends it to me. Oh, Tish says it's already in the form. She already put it there. It's in the form.
Super. Thanks, Tish. When I am no longer driving, I will be able to check that out. And like, of course, in the back of my mind, I keep thinking, how many more bad guys are out there that are going to need to be eliminated before everybody's going to be. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be more and more bad guys every day because they're not going to run out of them. It's just at one point, are they on the losing end? That's all. Because right now, they're in positions of authority and everything else, and that's what we have to change. That's what the U.S. is trying to change.
But if I heard you correctly as I was driving along with the road noise and everything else, you are more anticipating that we're going to see something when the Iraqi banks are opening on Sunday. That's your kind of window opening at this point. Did I hear that correctly over the road noise?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
When they open on Sunday or this weekend, they're supposedly going to be international with an international rate. We just have to see what that rate is when the banks come back open. That was the plan, like I said, 48 hours ago, before the five bombings and even after that. But before these two generals got killed and what's getting ready to happen next or what kind of chaos is going to be, it may be nothing because they may go direct to their 3 days of mourning like they do before they retaliate. They may do just what the U.S. did and said, oh, we're going to do something just when we get ready. They're going to do something when they get ready, and we don't know if that's going to be tomorrow, the next day, next week, or next month, and they try to surprise us. Nothing happens, things go smooth, we'll go on.
I had read something that they had already been in 3 days of mourning starting Tuesday, which would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is saying for that particular round they may be out of mourning, and now they have another reason to have another 3 days. But it's like,
that's right.
I just look at it. This is Iraq. We just have to stay calm. Happy New Year, one and all. In 10 days, whenever this happens, we know that that's the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And if it's happening on Sunday in Iraq, 8 hours difference Eastern time, it could put it into Saturday for Eastern folks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Time will tell. Again, thanks so much.
All right. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
727 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That is you.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's Walt. Hey, Tony. How you doing?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
That a boy. Well, I got the earplugs out of my ear just in time because. The last time I couldn't get through when you guys were calling me, the earplugs didn't work. So I had to get that out of my ear real quick. So all's good now. It's not raining, which is a blessing.
Good.
And it's a new year. And happy new year to you both. And happy new year to everybody out in Dinar land.
Yes, sir.
It seems to me, God, maybe I just am missing something here. The demonstrators' demands were getting Iran out of the country's politics and getting them out of the country to the point that they were using bulldozers to encourage those to leave. And now that Iran publishes saying we won't take anybody unless they will work with us and continue to feed us, because we're pilfering out the Iraqi people's money, and we want to continue to steal. So I don't really see a catch-22 there other than for Iran. I do see where
okay,
they have
think about it for a minute. Think about this for a minute. Why did Mahdi not do anything, and why did Saleh say, hey, I'll just resign too? Okay, it's real easy, because the people of Iraq want sovereignty and want their own country. But the politicians of Iraq want to do what Iran says and make Iran happy, because that's how they get to steal all the money. So
right.
Mahdi and Saleh are standing in the middle saying, okay, are the people going to wipe out the government and replace all these guys so I don't have to deal with them if I do what the people says? Or do we do it in Somali, who we already know, threaten to kill Sadar, threaten to kill Mahdi, threaten Saleh, saying, hey, you're going to do what we say do, or you won't be here to see the future? Because that's what happened. So instead of them doing what the people wanted, they both said, I'm not going to do nothing. Because this Iranian guy group already said, if you do it, you won't see the future. So they're not going to do that because the people can't protect them. But now if the U.S. comes in and says, okay, we took care of your problem and we let everybody else know, if they threaten you, then we're going to take care of the same problem again. We let the people know that we're here, we're bringing troops in, and now, yes, we will back you up. Is somebody going to be named where he's now saying, I'm going to name him in 48 hours, one way or the other? That's what he's saying, but we'll see what he does.
Right. Well, and I think that they, just my sense of it, I think they we're not getting it like you said. I think you were spot on your initial comments about them saying what they think they had to say in public
right.
in regards to how it felt and, you know, their sovereignty's been insulted and this and that. Well, every day that Iran is in their country, their sovereignty is being insulted and they're being given a license to steal. So I guess it seems like to me it's unfortunately when we talked a month or two ago, I remember at the time saying that I thought that there would have to be some degree or some level of a civil war that would have to occur between the people in Iran or in Iraq who were Iranian sympathizers or Iranians, period, and the people who wanted Iraq back as their own country. And, you know, the draining of their swamp is certainly something that isn't going to come without. So because you haven't heard of any of the ministers, the politicians, other than the fact the ones that turned tail and ran, but you haven't heard anything about the disposition of Maliki, the people that were instrumental in the thievery, and because it wasn't a good thing to happen at the time. But I still have that gut feeling that you gotta clean the, well, I'm trying to think of a nice way to put it. You know,
let me say it for you real quick here.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, something has to happen with Maliki, but they're not going to do it like I've been saying for years because it would cause civil war. So everybody would rather the economy going on, stop the auction, be going through that, and then add Maliki to the list that the U.S. just created of Iraq parliaments who they put sanctions against. And there are Iranian-backed parliament members who Iraq put on the list for sanctions. And that was simply to freeze their bank accounts around the world, everything else, business that. Iraq came out and said, hey, we don't like you doing that, and we didn't really care. It's done because we know they support Iran. They didn't include Maliki on the list, though, because it may have been too much of turmoil at this moment. But they will get to him sooner or later. Now, was this a step in that direction by killing these two top generals, letting the military know right there in Iraq that we're not going to stand for it? Now, they say on the news today that they had a plan they would get ready to attack the U.S. and some, you know, U.S. citizens were in imminent danger. And that's why they took out the head of the snake. I have to wait for a new one right now and let them reformulate their plans, but be aware of what's going to happen, which is a great thing. But how does that help Parliament? How does it help the decision-making? Well, it does. Like I just said, in the back room, they let Saleh know, hey, we got your back. I'm sending more troops
right.
over. More things going to happen.
Right.
They're not going to do what they did in Iran. When Iran's people started protesting, like Iraq's people did, what did they do? Shot them down in the streets. Shot them. And said, this is what you're going to get if you do that. And immediately what happened? They stopped protesting. They're still hungry
right.
as they were, still jobless, they're kind of still going. But Iran let them know, we're going to shoot you down in the streets, and the U.S. can't save you, and nobody else can save you. Okay. But what they're telling Iraq is, I just sent 750 more. We're protecting the green zone. I just moved 4,000 more over to Kuwait. And if they try anything like that, we're going to be there to protect you. They already said it's not going to happen. They're already putting a list of people from Iraq who supported Iran during the protests for the first 300 that got killed, beat, and everything else. They're all going on the list now. So the U.S. is being more proactive now instead of sitting back, because that's what they've been doing. You guys are following our laws and rules. We're letting you formulate your own government, start making your own decisions, even though Iran is right there fighting. And now that we see you can't or you won't or you're too scared, we're actually going to step in that portion of it. And that's what's happening today.
Sure.
Is it enough for the U.S. to say, we're here, we're establishing our presence, go ahead and RV your money, because we're going to cut the auction off, even if you don't, and then we're going to see what happens, because we don't know what the next step is. But it has to be in there somewhere between now and Sunday.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well,
so we'll
Happy
see.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Well, thank you. My gosh. Well, you know, this is going through it. Anybody says we haven't earned it hasn't been long on this ride because, man, oh, man, the things we've come up against, we're not getting shot at. So, anyway, I appreciate you guys. And I sure appreciate us. So, anyway, all the best. Happy New Year to both and your families and to everybody out there in TNT world. And we'll look forward to the next chapter.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey,
Happy New Year.
All the best. All right. Hey, same to you. All the best.
Are you still here?
Yes, 972, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm several people have complained about my Texas humor. I don't understand it, so I'm going to try to speak straight today. It's going to be a challenge. But
now, wait a minute. Are the complainers from Texas or from somewhere else?
You know, that's a good point. It's just Texans complaining, as far as I know. Something about my singing. They didn't like my singing. I think I've got a homegrown problem here. I'm not real sure.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's just move on then. What you're saying sounds real good. And it doesn't even compare to years in the past at this time of the year. A lot of disappointment. Because we were looking forward to a good Thanksgiving, a good Christmas, and all that kind of stuff, and then got into the doldrums for a period of time. This is different. Who could have planned all this activity, excitement, concern? So this is definitely a different situation. I don't know that I have any insight other than what you've added to the situation today, Tony. So. That if there's another question I would ask with any practical application is you do understand that we could buy some more dong at this point and not be any worse, right?
That's right. Couldn't be any worse. That's for sure.
Okay.
It could be is a lot
fact,
better.
Could be a lot better. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. Unfortunately, I'm having to work again today because I like to eat and pay the rent. So I'm going to get back
reason.
To it. But thank you guys so much for what you do. Let's usher this thing in. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You, sir.
All right. 415 area code. You are on. 415-454.
Hello.
No. Oh, there you are.
Just a second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm calling. My question is, we are in a good way, aren't we, at the moment, that the United States would want this to be happening?
Well,
they would want the RV to be happening now. And I've got to tell you, I really appreciate, Tony, your telling us everything about, you know, giving us a different view of all the things that are happening, because it's really hard to read our news and to see all these pictures and, you know, so I really appreciate all of that. It's because it bothers me even if I wasn't involved in the RV. You know, it's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch. Some of it's hard to believe.
It is. And I can't imagine how Iraq could be in such a horrible place, you know, that they are so dependent and have to be so corrupt and whatever. I don't know. They've had a lot of time to figure things out. But anyway. So
let me say this real quick, because you bring up a very good point of the news. Just imagine, guys, we are all Denarians and been tracking the thing for 10, 12, 13 years. We know the history of not only the Denar, but the history of their government, their country, and the people who are running it. So we get to look at things different from the rest of the country. But think about all those other Americans out there that are just watching the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
What are they saying when they seeing this? When they have no clue what's really happening, or that these Iraqi citizens, not their government officials, but their citizens, are fighting for their very lives.
Yeah.
Just are fighting to survive. I mean, to eat, drink clean water, have heat and everything. That's what they're fighting for. And most Americans think it's something else going over there. Oh, they're acting up. They're doing this.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to live. And they've been doing it so far on $8 a month. Now, if we were in that situation, would we be doing the same? Would we be seeing? And it's not the people. Because I know some of the people. We're not the people here. And they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
Their government is screwed up. And it's letting, you know, Iran do things they shouldn't do. But it's not the people. So I can understand when people look at the news, like you're saying, and just be confused. Because it's only giving you a part of the story. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, you know, when you have friends that watch the news and it... You know, and there's no way that I can explain anything to them. I mean, I can't take all the time to try to explain because you do it so good. Anyway, thank you for doing this, all that you do, both you and Ray, and I really appreciate it. But it does seem like it would be favorable for the United States to let them have their RV, right, without blocking it.
Well, it would be favorable as long as we can control the corruption and the money flow, the smuggling. There's laws in place for it, but somebody still has to be there to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, hey, you can't do this, but U.S. can look at it and say, hey, we let your guys guard the green zone, and you let these guys come right into our embassy. So can mm-hmm. we really trust you? No. So now we have our guys guarding the green zone. So now we give you all this money and riches based on the laws that you wrote, but now are you going to enforce them? Because that's the next question. You know, we give you this, so do we give it to you when we don't fully trust you yet, or there's no mechanism, or do we give it to you and still have to control it?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the questions that are being answered.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm wishing a happy new year for us all, and soon.
Okay.
In this month of January. Okay. A miracle.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 208 area code. You are on.
Good morning, fellas. I heard that President Trump signed off on the RV. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
This year or last year?
What do you want to know?
I want to know if he wants it to happen.
Well, let me tell you. I heard President Trump signed off on the RV probably 10 or 20 times in the last 3 months. Matter of fact, there's one guru who puts it out at least once a week. He signed off. China this. I got yesterday that, you know, one of the other gurus was actually in Sacramento meeting with the Chinese elders. I was like, oh, they didn't call me. I'm here, but that's what they were asking us in the arena. And Trump has signed off on it, you know, last Friday, last Thursday, this morning. The money was moved yesterday and put in place. I mean, we've been hearing that for months and months. And it's the same guys keep telling you guys that same thing over and over and over again. So I'm wondering, when they show Trump on TV, are they going to show a stack of papers on the right-hand side of his desk, 100 deep, of how many times he signed off finally on the RV? I mean, how many times can he actually do that? I don't know. Anyway, that's all I know about it. So,
so do you think he did or he did not?
if it was done, we'd be at the bank right now. Okay? So it's obviously not done. And then they keep signing off on the same thing. That's crazy. Go ahead.
Ray, what's your opinion of the killing of the general?
What's my opinion regarding what?
Well, is it good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, if the U.S. feels that it's needed to be done, then I support that.
Well, I feel it did. I only got one last question, and then I'll run.
Yes, sir.
Tony, what do you kind of believe when this is going to happen?
I kind of believe that we're going to know on Sunday when the banks open back up. They're going to do something. They're going to tell the people either it did or didn't. The NAR is at this rate. We're going to use the budget 112. So Sunday when the banks open is going to tell us something. I hope by at least Tuesday we're in the bank. So that's what I believe. And again,
I tell you
guys to start with my guys over there that the plan was for this to go on Sunday when the banks open. But I don't know what happened yesterday, today. Everybody's standing still. Parliament's meeting when they were supposed to close yesterday. They're back today. They're having an emergency meeting on Saturday. So everybody's focus has changed just that quick to, hey, what's getting ready to happen here? Are we going to be a battleground or not? We thought you guys were just arguing, but now you started killing each other. It's another level. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, gentlemen, thanks for everything. Have a great day.
Okay. All right.
All right,
thank you,
sir.
765 area code. You are on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear all that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 765, you're on. Hey.
Hello.
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 Oh, gosh sakes. I don't know what the heck's going on with this stupid thing. Hey, I'm going to change the tune a little bit, Tony. Have you heard anything about the latest of the dong rates, contract rates?
I haven't heard any changes in the rates at all. They're not back up on the screen, as far as I know. I actually talked to the bank guys earlier today. So, no. No changes. Now, I will say this. They're not back up on the screen. But because of what happened yesterday, or with the bombing and the killing, the price of oil did go up today and yesterday, which absolutely should change the rate. Now, I don't know how long it's going to stay up or if it's going to be up when this finally goes live, but as of today, it did go up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I know he was wanting to take out some of these guys over there it's got a lot of American blood on our hands, but did we need this distraction to to push this RV through?
No, I don't think this was about the RV, guys, and that's why we don't know what's happening. Well, it wasn't about the RV according to Pompeo, everything announcements that they made, they had information that Iran was going to retaliate for the 5 bombings that we did, and they were working on a plan. And there was enough chatter out there to say it was real and it was imminent. And so it was enough to stop them from doing whatever they planned on doing. So It did 2 things, caused confusion among them, because these are the 2 leaders who were planning it. Now, I got to look at it and say, if I had a plan and I was that close, then the rest of you guys already know the plan. So just because they take me out, you should still continue with the plan. But they may not do that. I don't know. And that's what they're saying. They took out the guys who were running it in order to stop it, even though they know what it is. And that was the whole purpose of it. It wasn't a retaliation for retaliation. It was to stop them from retaliating. And at this moment, it looks like they did stop them. For how long, I don't know, because they already laid out the plan. Is there a new guy, somebody else that's going to step up and say, hey, now I'll put that same plan into action? Or, nope, we're not going to use that plan because now they know about it and we know they know, or they wouldn't have just killed these 2. Let's take our time and come up with something else. But any way you look at it, what the U.S. has done is let them clearly know, we will come after your top people. This is not going to be your basic one-on-one war and soldiers. We're coming to the very top. That was the number 2 man in the country, their religious leaders or prime minister's number 1 guy who they took out, this general. His number 1 guy, his right-hand man. So Think about this. If they would take out our vice president, okay, our number 2 guy, do we say, oops, sorry, or okay, but next time we're going to get you, or do we fully retaliate? Because something has to be done. Iran has to do something just for their citizens to be happy or not lose faith in the whole Asia. So something is going to happen. It has to happen. There's no way it can just be, okay, you guys got away with that. Not with the number 2 guy, not with the living legend, folklore, everything else. We cannot just let that go. And we know they can't just let that go. So our thing is when, where, and how, and if it's in Iraq, does it make them a larger battlefield than they already are? Does it affect their country? Does it affect their people? And do we have to keep retaliating in Iraq versus going right to Iran itself and starting the war that nobody wants? But that's the reality. Something's going to happen because it has to happen.
Interesting. Very interesting. Wow. Head spinning. Okay, well. I'll move on and let you talk to the other next people. So have a good one. Happy New Year, guys.
All right, Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year, sir.
281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Ray, Tony. How you guys doing?
I'm Tony. This is one of those people.
How you doing? Huh?
I'm
one
good.
Of those people that claimed they were going to come to the Christmas party but didn't have some lame excuse and didn't make it. But anyway.
Oh, lame excuse too, huh?
I'm not fooling with him today. Okay. Well, I have a couple of questions since I haven't talked to you, Tony, for a minute. So I said I was going to.
You could have talked to me at the Christmas party, but you wasn't there. But anyway, go ahead.
That's right. You could have had them all to yourself for a whole 15, 20 minutes.
I'll make up for that time when I see you in Vegas. How about that? That'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess my first question would be, coming off of the last caller and what you explained to him, and by you saying something has to be done, I kind of felt the same way, that there probably will be retaliation.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Okay, my earplug died. All right.
Oh, okay. About the retaliations that could possibly happen now, since all of this stuff has happened with them killing the Iranian person. My question to you is, with that said, with us being in the midst of this, being so fresh, how would that, I mean, I know Iraq, the Iraqi people want their, you know, their monies and everything. But with so much turmoil going on right now, do you think they would release this publicly like that? No, Iran had a big hand in what Iraq does over there. And I can see it being a twofold, because maybe with this person gone, would that help push this forward? Or would it be in turmoil? Would they want to lay back on it? I mean, you know, I'm saying as far as releasing the rate publicly right now. What do you
think? Okay. So there's two things. First of all, the people, again, had their criteria, and Iran had theirs. Who did Iran's criteria come from? Came from this general. He was a spokesperson for Iran. So he's in direct conflict with the people. Mm-hmm. So with the U.S. taking him out, they're showing the people, we're supporting you. Because we took out the one guy whose voice is against yours. He's telling your prime minister what to do, your president what to do. He's telling your government this is what they better do. So guess what? We just eliminated him. So that's why the people were dancing in the street. That's why they were happy. But now the people thought about it. This is on TV. There's a lot of guns on this street. We might start getting shot down because we're celebrating. Okay. So even though they're happy, the celebration part might have been a mistake. But let's look at it. If the U.S. did that in order to help the people, then we would think they would go all the way. Now we did that. Here's your reforms. You can thank the U.S. for making your government do what you want them to do. We've been over there saying, listen to the people, meet your people's demands, do it quick. Iran's been one saying no, no, no. But now Iran's not saying anything today, tomorrow, next day. Do what you need to do. President is coming out saying, in 48 hours, I'm going to name somebody, because now I don't have that threat, and I don't know who it's going to come from again, but right now I'm free. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it could happen. They could use 1/12 of the budget. They could RV the currency, and let's go on and deal with everything else after that. The only thing the U.S. has to do, again, is make sure they cut off the smuggling and the thievery, and all of that. The RV is supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is interesting, because the guy that was killed, I was just telling some people on open mic this morning, I knew nothing about him, pretty much, you know, how evil they say. I mean, that's what reports are saying, because I know nothing about him or whatever, but they were saying how evil he was and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But he has someone over him. So he wasn't the top man, right? He's got another person over him. So they will still be trying to command a lot of things with the top person still being there. How would that, I mean, you still think that there would be commands coming down the pipe from the person that was over him?
Okay. So here's the thing. They say a true leader, if you think about it, a true leader, and sometimes not really true, but successful person, I can tell you, never wants to be the smartest person in the room. You never want to be that, be a success, because then all you can depend on is you.
Right.
I want to surround myself with people smarter than I am. People, not a person, but people smarter than I am, so I can get their opinions and facts and then make a decision, even though I'm the final decision maker. So we have to think that with the exception of this country, I know some of y'all are not going to like this, but it's basically true. No, this country, Russia, and Korea, I got to think about it. Most presidents and prime ministers have military leaders who they listen to and who guide them, because that's what they do. They have foreign services people who they listen to and guide them, because that's what they do. And you always want to say that, you know, stay in your lane. Just, you know, just do what you do. You do what you do. Bring the pieces to me and let me see if I can make sense out of it, or at least have a leader. So over in Iran, this general was that guy. He had the master plan. They're following his plan. That doesn't mean he was the guy, but he was the smartest person in the room. Now he's gone.
Wow.
So does it take two people to come up with what he did? Does it take three people or five people? That's what they have to decide now, and who could think the way he did. So, no, there's not something immediate. They're all running around trying to think, what would he do in this situation right now, and trying to figure it out. Okay?
I thought about that, too. So, you know, I was, you know, you never want to see anyone lose their life, first of all, you know, regardless. But then I knew Iran had a big hand in what Iraq did or did not do. And with him gone, I immediately, this was me, saying, oh, man, this may be our ticket for this RV to happen, because I kind of felt like maybe this person was one of the persons that could have been holding it up, you know, with all of the maneuvering and things that we know Iran has been doing. But
he's not one of the people holding it up. He is the person. You're absolutely right. Because he's representing Iran, and they're the ones holding it up. Yeah.
So I thought that since that happened last night, that this may kind of help push things forward. And then my next thing was, if they are or has paid some of these people over there, and some people got paid, I think you said lately, did they get paid at the new rate, or was it the old rate, or will they retroact back to pay them when and if they change that rate on Sunday or Monday or next week or whatever? How does that work?
Hey, that was a good question. So I'm surprised you answered it. I mean, asked it, but anyway. No, I was just joking with you.
Okay.
So, here's the problem, guys. So I'll tell you, yeah, they got paid at a different rate, but they might get mad at me if I tell you the rate.
Well, don't tell me.
You know,
right. Don't hold it up. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to the next question. I get it.
All right. Because
so,
they have gotten mad at me in the past. So anyway, I was trying to avoid that.
Don't worry about it. I get it. I read between the lines.
Okay.
The price of oil went up, and I thought about that last night after all of this happened, because they said once the guy got killed, the price of oil went up. And at that time, it went up like 3%. I don't know what it is today. But my question is, does that calculate even more so of how much the rate could possibly go up past what we thought it was going to be? because of the percentage of where the oil is now, or is it just going to stay at the whatever we're thinking the NAR will come out at, $3 and whatever? Would that make it go up depending on?
They set a rate in their budget
okay.
of what they wanted it to be. And based on the cost of oil in the budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can leave it at that today, man. We set $60. That's what we're going to come out at. If it's $65, then all that's just extra. You know, we just have more money in the budget than we thought, and we'll just use it. Or if it's not approved yet, they could say, hey, wait a minute. The rate was $60. We put this together. Now it's $70. Let's recalculate this because we can spend more because we have more if they said it at that. They probably won't. It probably won't change until it goes live on 4X, and then it will go based on that rate. And we won't care because at that time it's going to be up and down. It's going to be so new anyway. But
right.
at some point when it's all said and done, it will be based on price of oil, yes.
Adjusted, okay. All right, well, those are my questions. I'm not going to go any more detail. I want you to stay within your boundaries. So.
Okay.
Thank you, guys, for everything you do. And
okay.
Over the weekend between now and Monday. All right, y'all have
all right,
a good
thank
weekend.
You.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
610 area code. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a new year, new month, and a new day. And that means there's a new bill that needs to be paid. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And thank you on behalf of Tony and on behalf of Ray to all of you who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today, and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very much appreciated. And again, I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We do now.
All right. So, thank you, sir. We appreciate that. and everything, but I want to ask you guys something since you brought that up and talked about it. And I don't, I guess CIA took the year off or something.
She was the first caller. You didn't catch her voice.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she wasn't on that squeaky phone. That's what it was. That phone was quiet.
Oh.
The other one always had static noise in it, so it made her sound different.
Maybe she got a new voice. I mean, a new phone for the new year or new recording device or something. I don't know. But okay. I think I sent you guys out something over the weekend. If I didn't, I meant to. Where this waitress got a $1,000 tip for something somebody sent to me. Makes me think about our TNT event that we're going to do and helping people out in life. But also, I thought about our Vegas event. Actually, somebody suggested to me that we could all go on a TNT cruise. Which I thought, okay. And then he called the cruise line. He has a friend, and he told me I could have my very own ship. I said, okay. I don't know how much it's going to cost me yet. But the thing is, I've been thinking of where do I put 8 or 10,000 people in Vegas for 4 days and make it work. When I could back, put 8 or 10,000 people on a cruise ship, and it absolutely would work. but anyway, I was actually thinking about, I'm going to try and see what you guys would think about that versus Vegas. Because they have casinos on cruise trips. Because that's the only reason I was going to Vegas, go to the casinos. But they do have more cruises. But is this something where you could put 8,000 people or so together for the same 3-4 days or a 7-day cruise, enjoy it, and they would make the whole criteria whatever we wanted for the auditoriums, the shows, parties, everything, since we would have the whole ship for 5-7 days, however long we decided to do it. The only negative was I didn't know how I was going to get some Bentleys on the ship because I really wanted to give away the Bentleys during the thing. So, but anyway, I just thought I'd put it out there. So over time,
that's not the only negative.
Oh, is there another one? What?
It's all going great.
You can't get off?
What if somebody gets on my nerves? I have to put up with them.
Yeah. You can't get off. Okay. Well, you guys chat about it in the chat room, in the forum, and somebody give me some feedback and let me know. I know some people don't want to go to Vegas because it's Sin City, but.
Well, they know how to say no and cover their eyes.
Evidently not. That's why they don't want to go, because they don't know how to say
no. The entire city isn't like that.
But anyway. All right. I just want to put that out there. All right. Who's next?
That was it. One other thing that I want to reference. Oh. You know, this is our first call since the Christmas holiday, since the Christmas party. And we've had calls, open mic calls, training calls since the Christmas party. And all people seem to remember about you being there is opening those gifts that you weren't supposed to have been opening. That were for other That's all they keep talking about. Tony on the stage opening the gifts. But anyway, that was a good weekend. We had a good time. And those who didn't come, you missed it.
So somebody just sent me a charter out of San Francisco is $2.8 million for 5 days.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
What's the capacity?
All right.
Oh, we can talk about it later.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Let me just see. But I'd probably pay that to hang out with you guys for 5 days, so I'll see. Anyway. Okay, guys. It's a lot of confusion out there, a lot going on in Iraq today. Everybody's trying to figure out what's the next move. It's seriously, my guy out of Iraq said this morning, he said it's a chess game. And right now everybody's just moving pieces. So we see what happens. And that's what it is. So we're waiting for the next move. And right now, I was going to say it's Iran's move, or really it's Iraq's move. What are they going to do come Sunday? Because I don't think Iran will do anything by Sunday. I really don't. With their leadership gone like that. But who knows? It could surprise us, just like we surprised them. And we'll see how it affects Sunday. I think Sunday's going to be a good day. Monday's going to be a better morning. And let's hope and pray that's the way it works. Other than that, everything's good. Bank people are sitting at home. They don't go back till Monday. Hopefully they go to the exchange centers when they go back. We'll get started. There are some people who are meeting with wealth managers today. I can tell you that. So hopefully we'll get an update on that this evening at some point. And if anything super exciting, I'll try to tweet out some hints. If it is, if it's not, enjoy your weekend, because that's what I plan on doing. All right, Ray?
Okay. Publicly, all eyes are focused on Sunday evening. Let's see what happens, or Sunday morning, rather, when the banks open. That'll give us some direction for Monday's call, whether it's going to be a Monday's call. We'll just wait and see. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe.
I'm gonna get better.
Gonna get better for you.
Better
for you.
I believe.
God's gonna do it.
He's gonna.
gonna get better. Put the same old parents.
Go in the room and round your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. You won't even work it out.
Yes,
if you believe it.
Enter your
Hello.
PIN followed by the
this
pound
is your private
hash.
Banker.
Thank
it's
you.
Done. It's finished.
What?
To stop conference recording, Honey. Press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right. We're just waiting for the call any day, any hour, any minute. Now would be fine, but we know it's not going to happen now. So anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here.